Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We are one day away from the month-long closure of the Orange Line. The branch boasts the second highest ridership on the MBTA. Once it shuts down, it'll stay that way through September 19th, giving crews round-the-clock access to make much-needed repairs and upgrades. A portion of another MBTA branch is also closing for nearly a month. It's part of the Green Line extension from Government Center to Union Square in Somerville. Joining us now is Somerville Mayor Katyana Ballantyne to talk about how her city will be impacted by these shutdowns. Mayor Ballantyne, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I know there have been a lot of steps along this process and a lot of thinking along the way. Where is your thinking right now about the shutdowns of the Orange and Green Line? Do you think this has been handled correctly by the governor's office and T officials?
It's a good question, and that's what residents and riders are asking. I've been very concerned about the impacts of these disruptions to our residents, and these routes are not just, you know, transit lines. Certainly for many of our residents, they're a lifeline to work, school, medical appointments, and other needs. So I expect that the T needs to and has to step up. I'm not interested in criticizing them. From the very beginning, we're interested in solutions. Our staff meets daily, sometimes twice a day, with the T and MassDOT to learn exactly what details are changing and how we can respond to that.
In talking with T officials, do you get the sense that they're ready to make adjustments if it doesn't go completely right on the first few days?
We're hoping they're going to be responsive. We've been advocating for it. And our riders demand that. So I'll let them speak for themselves, but that's certainly the expectation that we have set for them.
Have they convinced you that this is the way it needed to happen and it couldn't have been done another way?
I want to zoom out a little bit on the big picture. Public transit, this is the big issue. It's been chronically underfunded for decades. But the big picture issue here is that public transit is a benefit for everyone in the region. We need safe, reliable transit. I mean, that's the number one thing, right? As last month has shown, it hasn't been safe and it hasn't been reliable. If the T is saying, you know, we're at a point that we have to help make this better as municipalities, is it the way that I wanted or that my community wanted to see this happen? Absolutely not. We wanted the investment from the beginning, understanding that maintenance, continual maintenance over the last two decades was a necessity.
How have you been feeling about the messaging around alternative transit options? Some say they were initially confusing and sometimes contradictory. Do you think that's been improved?
For our experience here in Somerville, we have been slow to receive the information.
What's your message to residents in Somerville who are going to be dealing with this?
My message to Somerville is that I expect that the T should provide dedicated bus lanes throughout the entire system. They should have seamless integration between state and city roads. They should provide safe, reliable, frequent service that's centered on equity with ADA compliance and accessibility and multilingual communication to residents and riders who are impacted by this. This is the T's responsibility, and they need to step up.
Somerville Mayor Katyana Ballantyne, thanks very much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.